The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. Exciting show today. A member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Mr. Chris Hillman, will be our guest today. Chris Hillman and his colleague, Herb Pedersen, will be at the Art Center on August 18th for a show I'm sure looking forward to. Chris Hillman, part of the start of bluegrass on the West Coast, the start of folk rock, the start of country rock, the leader of the amazing Desert Rose Band in country music, part of Manassas, the Byrds, Flying Burrito Brothers, McGuinn Clark and Hillman, and so many others. Welcome to the Art Spot, Chris.
Hey, Art. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure and our pleasure to have you and Herb at the Art Center on the 18th. So many things you've done. How in the world did a young man out in San Diego, California, get into playing the bluegrass mandolin way back 50 years ago?
Well, you know, Art, I started listening to folk music about 1959, and I spent a little time with the Kingston Trio, not much, because my sister came home from college and brought home Pete Seeger and the Weavers and Lead Belly. That got me going. And then I discovered Pete's half-brother, Mike Seeger, and the New Lost City Ramblers. That did it. And then when I heard Flattened Scruggs on an album, live at Newport, I heard them do four songs. That sealed the deal, and it hit a nerve with me. And I had a guy, the custodian, in my little high school I went to when I was about 15, he played guitar and he played country music on the weekend. And he took me under his wing and started showing me. He loved bluegrass and he was mainly a country singer. Took me under his wing and started showing me the ropes. And then I fell in love with the mandolin and I started to pursue that, still chasing it. 50 years later, still chasing that mandolin. Bites me all the time.
That's the way those mandolins and fiddles are. Those four strings and eight paired, they will bite you. So how did you find other people to play bluegrass with?
You know, funny enough, I went, like I said, this very small high school. It covered four towns. So there's 600 or 700 kids. But out of that 700 kids, there was two other guys. There was a Asian fella who played he played clawhammer banjo, Hideo Chino, and his brother Frank, and they were really into old timey music and bluegrass. And then there was a fellow named John McLaren who was a grade ahead of me, and he loved it. He had a Martin D18. God knows where he got it back then, but probably picked up for $150. And we played together, and he could sing tenor. He understood what was the stuff, so wherever we could get it, we'd drive 150 miles north to Los Angeles to the Ash Grove, and they would bring in Flattened Scruggs and the Stanley Brothers and Bill Monroe. And so I was like literally 5 feet away watching those acts when I was 15, 16 years old.
Exciting times.
And the only other people that were around up in Los Angeles were Clarence and Roland White and the Kentucky Colonels, their band, and the Golden State Boys, which I ended up playing. And so it was really a small group of people, you know. It was really quite exciting.
Yeah, and so many important players in that scene when you got, you know, the Scottsville Squirrel Barkers. You played with Bernie Ledden and Kenny Wirtz, and then you go on to the Golden State Boys, the great Don Parmalee, who had later found the Bluegrass Cardinals, and Vernon Rex. Guys done a pretty cool group there.
Well, they were a little bit older than I was, but they really taught me and treated me well.
Well, let's hear some music to close out this segment of the Art Spot, and then we'll be back to talk more to Chris Hillman about the Byrds, Flying Burrito Brothers, Desert Rose Band, and Chris Hillman and Herb Pedersen come into the Art Center on August 18th. This is Herb and Chris doing a song Chris wrote when he was a member of the Burrito Brothers, Wheels, from Live at Edwards Barn.
We've all got wheels, oh, to take ourselves away. We've got the telephones to say what we can't say. We've all got higher, oh, and higher every day. Come on, wheels, take this boy away. And we're not afraid to ride. And we're not afraid. Come on, wheels, take me home today. Come on, wheels, take this boy away. My right hand, I'll turn to him who made my faith so strong. Come on, wheels, make this boy a man. And we're not afraid to ride. And we're come on, wheels, take me home today. Come on, wheels, take this boy away. Come on, wheels, take this boy away.
Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL and ChapelBurra.com. Visiting today with Chris Hillman. He'll be at the Art Center on Sunday, August 18th for a 7 p.m. show with his longtime partner, Herb Pedersen. For more information about that show, you can go to artcenterlive.org or call 919-929-2787. Well, when we finished the last segment before we went into you and Herb doing wheels, we had reached the birds point of your career, and we're getting on towards talking about how that changed over to the Burrito Brothers, a group that didn't sell a lot of records, but influence is still powerful 40 years later.
We got Graham Parsons, and you know the story, and I met up with him one day, and we were looking for some guys, and he came down to a rehearsal, and it was just Roger McGuinn and I at that point, and we got my cousin to play drums, and Graham, we hired him, and he brought in these great songs, Hickory Wind and 100 Years From Now, just terrific songs. Well, I had an ally. He loved country music, so we pushed for this Sweetheart of the Rodeo project, and we went to Nashville, Columbia Studios in Nashville, and we recorded that album, and that was just a good time. And then the birds was getting a little tired, so right before I left, I got Roger, talked him into hiring Clarence White, and I played about three or four shows with him. I wished I'd have stayed a little longer because I love Clarence's guitar playing. It was just fantastic. But Graham and I went off and started the Flying Burrito Brothers in 1969, and we recorded the Gilded Palace of Sin, and I had a great time with Graham the first 2 years we were really cooking, writing some good songs. And you're right, the Burritos could not get arrested. We couldn't get on country radio, and we couldn't get on rock radio. But here it is, 40-some-plus years later, and the records are still selling. They are selling now more than ever. And you can, I think we were the alternative. We were the alternative country outfit back then, you know, the outlaw country band. But well, sometimes you got to wait till it comes around. But it's an amazing thing, you know, a funny thing. It was fun. I think some of my best songwriting was with Graham Parsons. He was a trial sometimes, but he was a good. He had a great sense of insight into things, and before the bad things took him away, you know, he was a good guy for a while. We fell out, but onward we went, you know.
Indeed, and from the Burrito Brothers, you're in Manassas with your old friend Stephen Stills, and that was a pretty amazing band that I think is better appreciated now than it was then. And was that when you met Al? No, you met Al in the Burrito Brothers.
Al came into the Burritos. Sneaky Pete decided to do something else for a while, and Al just popped in, and boy, what a blessing he was. He was a great, great guitar player and steel player. He had a double threat there. And then when I went in Manassas, I mean, Stephen wanted Al to come in when we started the band, and it was perfect because Manassas was a good band. Stephen and Al would get into swapping solos. It was pretty exciting up there. Great band.
Yeah, and when I first met you, you had a group together touring with your Sugar Hill Records from right over here in Durham with Al and Jerry Sheff and Bernie Ledden.
That's right.
Pretty good little acoustic band.
It was
there.
A good one, yeah. And all great musicians. And we were doing stuff with Barry Poss on Sugar Hill and Penny Parsons. And all that was great when the label was like that. I loved that label when it was a tiny little boutique thing.
Yeah, I did too. And I
loved it. I don't know what happened to it, but I won't say another word.
I see Barry occasionally and Penny fairly often. And we are going to close out this segment and then talk about the band when we come back. But as you move through the 1980s and early 1990s, you had incredible success in country radio with the band Desert Rose Band. And we're going to hear Chris Hillman and Herb Pedersen do one of their hits from Live at Edwards Barn, Love Reunited.
3, 4, and... If you want some good advice, don't let her go. She's the one who stood by you. What is this thing you both have become that leaves love undecided? Don't walk away. Don't run from yourself. It's not her or somebody else. Not a rainbow you see through tears in your eyes. Don't think love is one-sided. Words that were spoken never to be broken. To walk as one for a lifetime. Then comes a doubt and all those greener pastures that leaves love undecided. Don't walk away. Don't run from yourself. It's not her or somebody else. Not a rainbow you see through tears in your eyes. Don't think love is one-sided. Thank you. sands. The ocean gathers. They are as one and all, divinely guided, living love, reunited. Don't walk away. Don't run from yourself. It's not her. For somebody else. Not a rainbow you see through tears in your eyes. Don't think love is one-sided. Don't think love is one-sided.
Okay, we're back on the Art Spot here on WCHL with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Chris Hillman. We closed that segment hearing a recent version by Chris Hillman and Herb Pedersen, who are coming to the Art Center on August 18th, of Love Reunited. That was an amazing ride y'all had as Desert Rose Band.
It was, Art, it just happened. I didn't even want to start another electric band. I was happy playing acoustic, and John Jorgensen was pushing for it. And you know, when you're least searching something out or obsessing over something, you know, when you're least looking, it'll come to you. And all of a sudden, we got a record deal. Wasn't even looking for one.
Yeah.
Put out a single. First one was Ashes of Love, Johnny and Jack. Got into the top 20 on Billboard. Second was Love Reunited, got to number 6. And then we just had a bunch of hits, and we started working the circuit all over the place. And most of the people, the diehard country fans, accepted Desert Rose for Desert Rose. It didn't matter where I'd been or the Birds or any of that stuff. That was a real compliment.
Yeah.
And it was by far the finest band I was in. They all the groups were good I was in, but this one had a 90 percentile consistency. Live on stages, everybody was professional. We didn't have any figurative baggage, if you follow me. You know, we didn't have any situations that were preventing that. And so it was a really good band. Still is. We all get along, and once in a while, Art, we do a show together.
Yeah.
You know, the full band and John and Herb and Bill and I will do acoustic Desert Rose, four of us.
Yeah, so, I love how the circle of life goes around. Bill Bryson playing bass in Desert Rose Band, and he was the original bass player in Don Parmalee's Bluegrass Cardinals band.
He was. Isn't it funny? It's like almost incestuous.
Indeed. Now, John Jorgensen was at the Art Center last fall, and Roger McGuinn this spring, and then you and Herb will be here Sunday a week, August 18th, for a 7 p.m. show. And again, artcenterlive.org or 919-929-2787 for more information. And we'll finish off today's Art Spot talking with Chris about how he and Herb came to form this fabulous duo.
Well, you know, we just sort of continued on. After Desert Rose, finally laid her down. And that was it. It lasted a long time, 8 years. And Herb started the Laurel Canyon Ramblers, made a couple, two or three records for Sugar Hill Records. And I did a couple solo things. And then we started to go out together as a duo. You know, I mean, we've known each other for 50 years. And grew up together, in a sense. They had both 18-year-old kids when we met, and he was playing in a bluegrass band, and I was playing in one. And so it just works so well. You know, we sing well together, we play well, and I got to tell you, he's one of the finest rhythm guitar players, because when I take a cab ride, and you know what that is, Art, when I start making a mistake or something, Herb's always there on the downbeat, basically, every time, throws me a life vest, and he sings like an angel. You know, he sings like an angel. So it's great. I love working with him, and we just have a great time. And there's not a piece of material we don't try and tackle sometimes if it fits. Anything. Bird songs, Burrito Brothers. We do it. Acoustic. Just the two of us.
Yeah, your Live at Edwards Barn album is almost a complete history of your career with you and Herb doing songs out of every era, from bluegrass to rock to country, and your amazing run in American music. So it will be a thrill to have you and Herb at the Art Center on the 18th. Thanks so much for visiting with us on the Art Spot, Chris.
Bart, appreciate it.